The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:05 in the morning, January the 3rd, 2012. I'll say it again, let it roll off my lips. 2012. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And, of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room as Angel and Big Brad and John already have. Good morning to our chat pack, this group of fine stalwart warriors that are out there. And speaking of a fine stalwart warrior, here's Bad Bob.
It's only the second time in my life I've been called that.
Stalwart or
yes.
Fine?
Stalwart.
Oh, okay. It's not, you know, it's not an easy word to get into the conversation.
It's not typically used.
No.
Well, we're looking for a high of about 66 degrees today, and that's going to be cool tonight, low around 36, clouds off and on, mostly sunny for tomorrow, and a high near 64, currently downtown 40 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, what a great place it was for New Year's Eve, and they're going to be starting their music program here in January, too. What a great place it was. I mean, you know what, we were talking about it, some people were talking about it last night, and, you know, the thing is the food on New Year's Eve and the band and just everything that happened was just extraordinary. Find out who's I don't know who's going to be playing up there. I don't know if they're playing this week, but I know they'll be starting next week. And just to find out for sure, 474-5546. Now, Linda is at home waiting for the hot water heater guy to come. We have a hot water heater that was built in 1938. It runs on gas, and what it does, it's kind of like it boils the water, so then you have water. And it only comes on, like, when it's needed, which is strange, because it's needed all the time. Well, now it doesn't believe it's needed all the time, and so it just turns itself off. The pilot light just turns off, and I lay on my belly out there with a lighting match, lighting the pilot light. And so after 8 times last night, I gave up because it just wouldn't stay on at this point. So it should be interesting. We've had people out there before, but it you know what? It's an evil little machine because it doesn't work all the time. And sometimes it does work. And it usually works when the repair people come out. We'll see what happens today. I can't believe that it will just turn itself back on without help. Okay, you see what else is happening. Okay, a lot of things going on. We're going to have, going to be talking fitness tips for the year. Now, and then Jim Nielsen will be here at 8 o'clock. He'll be calling in at 8 o'clock. You know, if you were listening yesterday, and I know you were, I just went off, I'm sorry, on these new laws that are taking effect in 2012. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I was reading them. I was saying out loud, this is not what could happen, my friends. This isn't what could happen. This is what's happening around us. It's like we're surrounded. That the circus has escaped and they've surrounded us. And we find out they're the people that make the laws in Sacramento. A child, 12 years old, can now go get shots for that cervix cancer. Can go get help with if she's sexually active or he's sexually active at the age of 12. And then the parents cannot be told. I shouldn't say cannot be told, but they don't have to be told. So what happens if they get a shot and there's, you know, a reaction? Who do you blame? The doctor? The state? I mean, the state has now taken over your child rearing. And for some reason, that really, really irritated me. But we'll ease off that one because there's many, many more, including there's a ballot proposal for a male-female equity in California's legislature. In other words, for every male, so anywhere, every district has to have a male and a female. Now, frankly, I think that's a great job. I think that's a great idea because then we could go to a total halt. Then we could double the amount of money we pay to the legislators in the, you know, in the Assembly and the Senate. Don't you think that's just a great idea? Let me, you know, when we come back, I'm going to tell you who thought that one up. But before we do that, we're going to one of our favorite people. For the first time in the new year, KCNR welcomes Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor, with the Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is reacting positive to a new year, up 256 at 12,473. The S&P 500 is positive 22 at 12,183, and the NASDAQ is positive 59 at 26.64. Active stocks today include Citigroup up $1.78 at $28.09, and Bank of America up 30 cents at $5.86. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 50 cents at $14.69, and North Valley Bank is up 11 cents at $9.61. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 2.98%. And over in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $3.50 at $102.33. Gold is up $28.80 at $15.95.60. And silver is up 91 cents at $28.78. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you so much. Wells Fargo Advisor located out on Park Marina Drive. We have the Market Minute at 710, 810, and 905. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about equality. Equality in the Senate and the Assembly. Those nasty old men are making the too many big decisions. We got to even that up. Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! 7:15 in the morning, January 3rd, 2012. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's waiting for the water heater guy to show up. so that we didn't have hot water in that end of the house. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And we are chatting and we are live streaming our video. Hello. Live stream. Let's go to live stream. Look for Free Fire Radio. Okay, now, here's your homework assignment. Call one friend right now. It's 7:15 in the morning that you know is up, and tell them to get in the chat room. That's right. Just get in the chat room. Now, okay. Now, we talked a little bit about what we did on New Year's Eve, and I think, though, I've really forgot to tell you the main part here. I don't know if you've seen the, if you've ever seen somebody hold a champagne bottle in their hand, and it was an old thing they used to take a sword and knock off the top of the champagne bottle, right? Okay, so you hold your champagne bottle, and you take this sword or a knife that's a heavy bladed knife, and you run it right up the seam, and you hit the top, and it takes the top off. Well, last year I tried that with my friend Mike Michalak. Michalak can do it; takes it off perfectly. I managed to cut it like halfway down the neck, so we're like dumping glass out and straining the champagne. This was over the New Year's Eve time last year. Year before last, sorry. And then, so this year, we're going to try it again. Well, I take it, I hold it in my hand, and my friends, what happens if you hit it just wrong is it explodes in your hand. And then at this point, you have blood running down your hand profusely. So if you're looking at the screen right now, here, let me hold my hand up. There you go. And in the, right up there, right, up higher. There you go. And right there where you can't probably see it, right below my thumb. Was a puncture wound that bled profusely for about 30 minutes. I learned my lesson that somehow there's a better way of doing this, but I don't understand. Mike Michalak can do it every time perfectly. I think he was taught by a Russian or something. All right. Fargy just called and said, I just told him to call someone and told him to get into the chat room. No, not people in here. It's people we don't have in here now. Okay, let's talk about a few other things. Here's a ballot proposal for the male-female equity. What if California had not 120 legislators, but 240 of them? With each Senate and Assembly district required to elect two representatives, a man and a woman? B.C. Keith wants voters to ponder that question. The Sacramento woman has until May 29th. To collect 807,000 signatures. And she sees that as a solution to gender inequality.
You've been in the legislature chambers in California, haven't you? There's barely enough room for the people already in there.
You know, you know what? Here's the good thing. It's just somebody out there on the street that wants to do this, and not a senator or assembly person. But can you imagine that? You elect somebody not because they can do the job, or not do the job as we are doing now, but because of their gender, because they're a female. Oh, gee, there's not enough females. Well, let's just have it, and this just, you know what? This is scary. You know why? You know, if you think about it, you know, we should vote for this. We should sign these petitions, my friends. And I'll tell you why. That way we could double the number of people in there. We could grind the Assembly and the Senate to a halt because there's just too many people screaming and yelling at each other. It could grind to a halt. And they can't pass these laws that we see every at the beginning of the year. You see laws that you never knew what was going to happen.
There's a potential upside to that.
Well, there is.
Limit the grind amount of damage they can do.
Well, grind them down. You know what? You can stop just blaming men for everything. It's probably not a bad thing. Okay, now some other. Let me see. Here's something I don't understand. AB 1601 allows a 10-year driver's license revocation for 3 drunken driving convictions within a 10-year period. You would think that 3 within a you would think 1. Okay, 1. You give people 1. You know that can be killed. I mean, you say, okay, if it's a .09 or something, they've had 3 beers and they get pulled over or something like that. But that should be a huge warning. I think that maybe if you get a 10, you could get your driver's license revoked for less than that. But that's just how I feel because I don't drink and drive. How about this? Well, here's a good one. Okay, now here is a good one. AB 882 ensures that the military service members and their dependents do not lose residency status at California colleges if they are sent outside the state. And that was from Assemblyman Paul Cook. He's Republican from Yucca Valley and a Democrat named Blumenfield from Woodland Hills. Paul Cook's a colonel in the Marines, or was a colonel in the Marine Corps. Bob, you can no longer eat shark fins.
Oh, dang.
Yes, and this is from Paul Fong. But it's bans possession, sale, or distribution of shark fins in California with limited exceptions.
Well, that is a worldwide problem, oddly enough, but I wasn't aware it was a big thing in California. But,
yep. Okay, look, we got to take a quick break. I want to come back. I want to talk about the renewable energy sources. I want to talk about the, I talked about the illegals getting paid for being a student government. Here's what I really want to talk about, because we have a lot of concealed carry people out there, is that a Marine is facing 15 years in jail because he unknowingly violated a gun law. And guess where that was at? Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:22 in the morning.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. Brought to you by Phil's Propellers, Procure Sense, Scott Valley Bank, Blue Lake Casino and their great outdoor activity packages, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, and MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Come on, Bob, is that machine kicking you? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:25 in the morning, and it is January the 3rd, 2012. We were trying something new. We always try something new. Okay. Yes, there's changes all around town, but not here. Okay. This is for Fargy. I think it has a lot more, though, right? You know, if it starts right when we're coming back in and I haven't started talking already, you know, about something else, and then we come in with the shark thing.
Blame Bill Gates, okay?
Okay, I'm trying. Hey, there's a. If you go to New York, my friends, and you're carrying a concealed weapon, don't. What happens is if you go there and they find you carrying a weapon, even if you have a legal concern, carry permit, they will arrest you. This 28-year-old former Marine Corps sergeant walked up to a security officer at the Empire State Building and asked where he should check his gun. Big mistake. Because when he did that, he was then arrested. Security officer called police, and Jerome spent his next 2 days in jail. And he has no criminal history, now faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 3.5 years in prison if convicted. His sentence could be as high as 15 years. So in other words, he could plead guilty and they could just put him in the slammer for 2 years. Are we streaming right now, live video? Oh, you have to push that button too. Okay, he thought having a valid concealed carry permit and visiting New York would be fine. He was traveling with a lot of jewelry that he planned to sell. And the late online gun law information read was inaccurate, he read. And however, in his late September arrest indicated he may become a part of the criminal saga that goes on in New York. The legal minimum to give him, if he gets indicted and they want to give him the very least is going to be 2 years. They can't even offer less if they wanted to. In December, Tennessee nurse Meredith Graves noticed a no-gun sign at the World Trade Center and asked where she could leave her weapon. She got arrested. And in December, Tea Party Patriots co-founder Mark Meckler was arrested while attempting to check a pistol. And he also has a concealed carry permit at a New York airport to get through. Anyway, they're arresting a lot of tourists in the town, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, you know, maybe this is not what we wanted this to do. But here's the bottom line, my friends. When you're taking your concealed carry class, they tell you, there's other states, and they tell you, like New York and a couple of other crazy states, that you can't carry. It says they, you know, you do not have the right to carry a concealed weapon there. But if you are going, and in some cases states will change their minds, what you do is just call a state agency there and say, is it legal for me to carry a concealed weapon if I have a license from California? It's simple. You just do that. In this case, he checked online. And the other thing is when you check online, always got to remember that online information is just as good as the people who put it on there. So when you check it, you know, and it could be a year old, it could be 2 years old, it could be 6 months old. In some cases, it only has to be 2 or 3 days old. And you read it online, and now you have the big enchilada. You just are finished. And that's not the first time I've read this. The only, you know, the time I thought was most unfair in New York was when they... when a guy was traveling through New York and his plane got bumped, so he had to take his hunting weapons off the plane, and they arrested him for that. But they shouldn't have even done that because there is an law that says in transit you're safe. If you're in transit and where you're going to is it's legal to have a weapon, or you left from and where you're ending up at it's legal to have a weapon, they can't arrest you for it. Well, they did in this case. They had to give him the weapons back, but they ruined his vacation. They ruined everything because some idiot thought, oh, he's got a rifle. He's got to be arrested. No, he had the perfect right to do that. In this case, with carrying a concealed weapon in California, in New York, is not a good idea. You might tell us, you know, put that down in your little list of things not to take if I'm going to New York for any length of time as my weapon.
I would be curious to see the statistics on the number of handgun or weapon-caused deaths in New York State during this period. And, you know, so here they're throwing a guy with no record at all in jail, and meanwhile the killings go on, showing that the law has absolutely no positive effect. It just serves to put the wrong people behind bars. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I don't think so either, but hey. We come back, we have our fitness tips, and we also have a story of body shaping here and getting ready for this year for teenagers. I mean, and that's important. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks kicking off the new year with a strong rally on Wall Street. Better than expected manufacturing data here in the U.S. as well as from China overnight have investors feeling optimistic. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 250 points. Devon Energy is also in rally mode. The company is selling a third of its North American oil and shale assets to China-based Sinopec. The price tag, $2.2 billion. Devon will serve as the operator of the fields. Both companies plan to drill 125 wells by year's end. And shares of Rambus are on the rise after boosting its fourth quarter revenue forecast. The technology company's stock has been under fire since losing a $4 billion antitrust lawsuit against Micron Technology and Hynix Semiconductor. A string of deals have helped Rambus recover. Last month, the company signed a five-year patent licensing deal with Broadcom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Whittler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River. Battle on the River.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shastaview and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and DeBot. It is 7:34 in the morning, January the 3rd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in the chat room. Indie Guy, John, Angel, Big Brad, Coach Bob. And we are also going out over Dreamscape, or whatever this is. How are we going out?
Livestream.com.
Yeah, I knew it had something to do with that.
L-I-V-E-S-T-R-E-A-K-M.
Okay.
And search for Free Fire Radio.
There you go. Search for it, find us, and there will be no search and destroy mission, Coach Bob. All right. We're starting off this year with a lot of things. Assemblyman Nielsen's going to be here. But we also have Bree Reamer and Cammie Foreman. And Bree is out of Adamson's Peak Performance. And you're going to talk to us about some tips for this year. One of the things you're going to do, talk about how to stay healthy. But you're also going to talk about boot camps that you're doing. And it's one for teenagers. And Cammie is our teenager that's in here and doing this. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you all pumped up for this? You know, I'm going to pump you up.
She actually just finished our latest camp series. And
okay.
And her big accomplishment, she's lost well over 30 pounds now, right?
Yes.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody that can lose weight is, I tell you what, we'll give you a bell ring. There you go. That's a little bell ring because you're going to continue, right? You want to. That's what you said when you came here. So tell us what's going on though there, where teenagers can lose 30 pounds.
Well, this program.
And I don't mean
actually,
that in a bad sense, but all the studies are showing all of our teens and adolescents are gaining weight dramatically.
Absolutely. Here at Adamson's, we actually just started. We launched our latest boot camp series, and it's currently called the Body Design. It's a four-month program, and Cammie just finished the three-month version of that. What it was targeted towards was weight loss in women. The concept that I sort of came up with was, why are we training so many women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, so on and so forth on these lifestyle habits? Why not help them in their teenage years when they're exploring these concepts and coming up with dieting tips with each other, oftentimes learning very bad habits that they'll then carry through their 20s? So we're starting this teen challenge, and you can benefit with weight loss. You can benefit with sports performance. Really, whatever you're looking to develop, whether it's just healthy skills, lifestyle habits, you get that from it too. It totally encompasses a workout, a nutrition program. It hits all angles of the workout and health and fitness lifestyle.
Well, that's what it has to be, is a lifestyle. I mean, sometimes you can splurge, but you still have to keep yourself going. You know, Dr. Kahn, whom I respect a lot, is a heart specialist here in town. I respect very much, in fact. He comes on the show, you know, sporadically. But we always like him coming on because he always has great facts. But one of the things he said, walk 30 minutes a day. If you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live longer.
Absolutely.
You're going to be healthier just by walking. If he said if you don't do anything else, if you walk 30 minutes a day. So if you do walk 30 minutes a day and then watch your diet and go into the system that you all have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not an infomercial, my friends, because we go to Adamson's. We need to say that up front is Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym.
Yeah.
And we swear by it. Though I may not look as healthy as I feel right now. It's been a long week. But it is. It's part of a lifestyle that you need. Now, Cammie, what got you into this?
My mom actually got an email about something, and she just asked me if I wanted to do it, and so I was a little bit
hesitant.
Yeah,
and how come?
I don't know. Like, I guess I was. I don't know. I was scared to try something different. Like everything diets didn't work, and so after I did this, I was really glad that I did it.
Okay, so it's exercise in the morning.
Yeah,
and your diet though.
Yeah.
30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have thought that when you started?
No.
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 You know what you need to do is you go to, you know, those vegetable oil cans. You get like 30 of them, 31-pound ones, and you put them up in your room. And you go, wow. And then every time you do another one, up it goes. Yeah, but see, that kind of tells you, oh, gosh, I'm not carrying that anymore. And look at, look what that, oh, it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I applaud you for that. Has it made a difference in your life or in things you do?
Yeah.
A lot more, like what?
I was more, like, confident about shopping. I hated shopping. It always put me in a bad mood. Uh-huh. It still kind of does because I'm not where I want to be yet, but
right. But you're working now.
Yeah, I'm better than I was. And then I have, like, a better time with my friends. They always say, like, I look better.
Yeah. I bet you're more physical, too, where you can get up and you can walk and do things with people where it used to be you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, especially when you're teenagers like that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll finish up this segment about this exercise routine, exercise camp and what it can do for your kids. And this is... And this is what reason we really wanted to have Bree on today, is that, you know, we look at children and teenagers that somehow and just somehow have been gaining weight their whole lives. And they don't, it's not good for them. It's not healthy for them at an early age. It's not healthy for you at any age, but it's not healthy at an early age. And when you recognize that, as Cami has, and that's why we applaud you, and you've taken the steps to fix that. You know, I like to do it with all the kids, all the teenagers, you know, to give them that chance to live, you know, to live. Because right now, the children's life expectancy is less than their parents, from what I've read, because of diabetes. Mm-hmm. And other diseases like that. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Deals Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry. Perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square Building.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're talking Espresso Joe's with the finest coffee you can get. It is like 39 degrees out there. Is that right, Bad Bob? You just left it up there from yesterday.
It was 40 degrees last time.
Okay, 40 degrees. So that means those lattes, those hot coffees, those hot chai go down there, and the baristas there will fix it any way you want, and they'll fix you up with coffee beans and all that great stuff. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. We go there a lot. Our guest today, Bree Reamer from Adams Peak Performance, and Cammy Foreman, who is a recipient of hours and hours of hard work and shed 30 pounds here. And you are you, and you, now the program's going on, is that correct? Is there another phase to this?
There is another phase.
Okay.
Starting. She just finished the one that ended in December.
So. Uh-huh. And how was it during Christmas time? Were you able to watch what you ate and all that?
Yeah. My mom, she made a bunch of, like, cookies and stuff like that because my brother came home for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so it was kind of hard with all the stuff in the house. She made all this good food.
Did you go over and slap her?
Yeah.
I don't mean literally. I mean, you know, figuratively said, Mom, that wasn't nice.
No,
well, you know, you can do like some, I've seen somebody, you can sue her for making cookies. I mean, just another lawsuit there, one of those stupid lawsuits that come out all the time. I sued my mother for making Christmas cookies, and it hurt my diet and my workout plan. She should have known better. I can't take responsibility for it. So you've taken responsibility, though,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's good, and I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so what's the next step here, then?
As far as...
Okay, so she's finished this one up. Is there... You know, what would you tell kids? I mean, what would you tell parents with kids that are heavy?
Well, you know, you really have to watch the diet. First and foremost, so many people think, I can go out there and just work out, and that's going to solve the problem. But it's not that simple. It's exercise and diet hand in hand.
But what about for kids, though? I mean, kids will have a tendency to eat what's in front of them.
Yeah, they go out and they go to fast food with their friends. Or right. There are so many bad habits that kids have.
So what can you say that my grandkids come to visit, and I want them to watch what they're eating. I want them to be healthy. So what do I do? Do I have to watch everything they're doing? Can I? What do we tell the kids instead of reaching for the that bag of popcorn? You should reach for a bag of celery.
Yeah,
with yogurt.
Yogurt with fruit is really good for you. It tastes great. It's sweet. You can do, I personally, one of my favorite snacks is vegetables and hummus. You just have to watch the portions. You know, keep the healthy snacks on hand. Don't keep tons of bags of chips and ready-made cookies sitting there easy to grab. Salt, you know what?
Salsa is good.
Salsa is good
because it doesn't have a lot of calories. It's just the fact
just
when you scoop it up, with the
and
chips, right?
Everything else, right?
Okay.
You know, and it's not, oh, you have to be perfect on your diet all the time. You know, one of the things that Cammy experiences, you do get splurges. They're called splurges, but it's in moderation, and you have to live life in moderation.
Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Absolutely.
Well, no, you can't be moderate all the time.
No, you have to enjoy your splurges, and you should. But I think that's one thing that a lot of adults have forgotten and are not teaching their kids at the same time is moderation.
Well, it is. You know, and the other thing, too, is that, oh, it's not my fault that I got heavy. Oh, it's not my fault. It's my parents' fault. Oh, it's McDonald's fault. It's, I don't know. It's everybody's fault. It's not too early to teach kids when they're children.
No.
Teach kids when they're young. Teach our children about responsibility.
Yeah. And you know, everyone's going to veer off. Yeah. And kids are going to grow up and they're going to make their own choices. But if they have that foundation as a child, they'll fall back into it.
Of knowing what they should eat.
Of knowing and what
it's knowing that. Of knowing what it is.
Absolutely.
So you have seen the light. Cammie has seen the light. Is that right?
Yeah.
You have seen the light. You know, and I'm going to see the Blues Brothers, you know, dancing around here. But the light has come down and hit you, and you said, you know what? I've seen the light. And I know what I've got to do for the rest of my life. And it doesn't mean starving yourself.
Yeah, no.
It's just a mixture of that walking and, you know, walking that football field and having that M&M, you know? I think I owe a couple of, like a trip to the moon for M&M's here. But.
I had once trained a woman who, she had never eaten a whole fruit or vegetable in her life by the time I met her. She was in her 50s. By the time I started training her, and she looked at me and said, I've literally eaten TV dinners or ready-made meals my entire life. So I think the most amazing revelation for her was when she was starting to give me healthy snack tips one day. You know, she came to me and said,
you know, that's something wrong. Anyway, I mean, no offense to the woman. I don't, you know.
No, she totally changed her life around.
And well, you have to. And you know what? And I'm not the best proponent of this. You know, Bad Bob and I are sitting in here just, you know, if somebody brings, you know, when Norma Comnick from Anderson comes through with the oatmeal cookies, that's it. You know, it's like everything we said. Yeah, Norma, you come in here with those cookies again. Bad Bob may see you, but I won't. No, I love your cookies.
Oh, the lemon bars. Oh, man.
Okay, so how do they get a hold of you? In Addison's Peak Performance.
They can call Addison's, ask for Steve, and the number there is 221-8006.
Now, we go to Addison's, and, you know, and again, we're associated with Addison's. And the thing about Addison's is it's a can-do place. It's clean, and it's really clean, but it's a place of people that believe in what they're doing and smiles. I mean, and they're not there to hurt you. Cammie, did you have a good time? I mean, I know it was tough. But did you feel that the people really cared about what was happening?
Yeah.
That's a big thing, yeah. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. They cared that you became a success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really counts. The person you're working with that's working with you and is putting you through this toil. And it is. You're not going to just walk out of there going, oh, I have a little spot of perspiration on my forehead. You know, you're going to come out there going, okay, I worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyway, congratulations, Cammie. I know this year is going to be a great year for you. Bree, it's going to be a great year. And tell Joe that we'll be seeing him soon.
Absolutely.
All right, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:52 in the morning. We got Jim Nielsen coming on after the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple other things that just torqued my jaws. But can I say that? Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, are we blinded by the light here? We're never blinded by the light.
Would like putting more studio light for the cameras.
Yeah, we might have to do that. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is there waiting for the water heater man to come. John, the water heater man. It's 7:55 in the morning. It's January 3rd, 2012. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They have had R&B Sharpening since November 20th, 1985. What can I say about Judy and Bob Hoff? They do everything when it comes to sharpening and making sure that your tools are ready for work. A tool that you need that has to be sharp that isn't is a hazard to your health. Saws, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, bandsaw blades are made to order right there. That's R&B Sharpening. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or just go by there at 6915 Eastside Road. All right. Seeing somebody that's gone in and done that is, I think, is a great thing. You know, seeing that that young lady, that 19-year-old who's lost 30 pounds and realized that she needed to change her life around. Yeah, I think, frankly, that's spectacular. Later. I think that's spectacular because it's not easy. All right. Okay, we have people running for office. Here we go, office again. In this case, you know, Linda Hartman she's resigning her seat in December because she's working out at the new veterans home if and when that opens. So Cheryl Clifford, we had Gracious Palmer immediately put in for it, and now Cheryl Clifford. And Cheryl Clifford is a conservative Republican, and she says that herself. And she is going to be running for that spot, for Linda Hartman's spot out of the city of Shasta Lake. Meanwhile, we have been in contact with Dolores Lucero, and we're getting her on the show just as soon as we can. So she wants to talk about the recall, and it will be Dolores talking about that. People complain that when other people get on there, they talk, but Dolores is going to come on and talk about the recall, talk about some of the things that are going on at the city level that are under investigation. I mean, it's interesting, everything that's going on in our North State. You know, the DUI arrests were up this year. They're up over last year. 76 people were arrested on suspicion of DUI during the Shasta County's Avoid the Six and anti-DUI campaign this holiday season. It started December 10th and ended on midnight on Sunday. 70 were made in the same period last year, so six more. 49 of those arrested were from Reading, while 7 from Cottonwood and 3 were from Anderson. So more people drinking and driving. What do you think about that, Bad Bob? Or is it drinking? Or did they say, driving under the influence. It doesn't say they were drinking.
Right. It could have been under the influence of anything.
You're right. You know, you're absolutely right. I was just thinking drinking, but now driving under the influence, and they have been finding more and more, under the influence of marijuana.
Friend of mine who is in law enforcement said he made a stop, and the blue smoke pours out of the car as he's walking up. And the guy flashes his 215 card, says, "You can't touch me." And the cop is like, "You want to bet?"
How can they touch him?
Well,
if he's got a 215, why can't? Oh, you mean while he's driving?
While he was driving.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, no. Yeah, you're right.
And to top it off, this was on federal land. Bad idea.
Well, just looking at, I'm glad Jim Nielsen's going. Okay, we got 30 seconds left. I'm glad Jim Nielsen's going to be on when we get back, because I want to talk to him about all these laws. I want to talk to him about this high-speed trains. I want to talk to him about the realignment. I want to talk about this possible jail. By the way, this jail idea, we need to talk about that, my friends. And they're discussing that today at 9 o'clock, because this could end up costing us a lot of money. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. In 9 hours, Iowa Republicans caucus to start the 2012 race.
I'm very confident we're going to finish well today. I don't know what, but we're not going to be finishing last, as most have predicted.
So Rick Santorum is under attack as he surges in the polls. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in Des Moines.
Dave, as Rick Santorum dodges attacks from both Ron Paul and Rick Perry over his record, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are also getting into it.
He has failed to refuse to tell the truth about his super PAC, which is run by his staff and funded by his millionaire friends. And his super PAC runs ads that are just plain lies.
But Mitt Romney responding to Gingrich today, saying only that he's a good guy and wishes him well. And last-minute campaign stops for all candidates continue here in the Hawkeye State, where polls show Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum leading the pack, Dave.
Jeff, it's no contest for President Obama in Iowa tonight, unopposed in the Democratic caucuses. Just back from vacation this morning, he'll talk to his Iowa supporters at an online chat later.
Obama 2012 has been using the run-up to the caucus to organize and build enthusiasm for the general election.
That's Fox's Kelly Wright. The Pentagon doesn't seem too worried about a new military warning from Iran. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
That's right, a warning that saw Iran's army chief saying aircraft carrier the USS John C. Stennis has just left the Persian Gulf should not return there. The Pentagon today dismissing that order, saying there'll be no change to U.S. maneuvers. The U.S. Fifth Fleet last week said it would protect oil shipping routes in the area should Iran try to block them. France's foreign minister today saying he's sure Iran wants to get a nuclear bomb and Europe should impose new sanctions this month, Dave.
Alistair, this hasn't happened in more than a year. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are meeting today, though expectations for a breakthrough are low. On Wall Street, there's a big rally to start the new year. The Dow's up 246. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We all see the ads on TV. Some new gadget at a great price. Then, wait, for a limited time, get two gadgets for pennies more. And oh yes, there's an extra handling fee. Ah, watch out for that handling fee. Some people are like those gadgets and their extra charges. Good on the job, a workplace value. But in the break room, one-on-one, their immaturity, insecurity, or rudeness undoes the good they do. In other words, some people come with a high handling fee. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good work is step one, but how well do we work with others? Skip the handling fee in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
A German man is being held without bail in Los Angeles, the suspect in an arson spree that started Friday.
Our long four-day nightmare is over.
LA County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. Now, there are more than 50 fires doing $3 million in damage from Hollywood to the San Fernando Valley. None since the arrest. In New York City, police are still looking for whoever firebombed an Islamic center and other sites.
The attacks, two of which targeted a mosque and a Hindu temple, are being treated as possible hate crimes. Surveillance video of this suspect has been released, and police are offering up to $12,000 in reward money for information leading to the suspect's arrest and conviction.
They have to know we are American here, we have to live together, we have to love each other, we have to help each other as American people.
Local Muslim religious leaders met with Mayor Bloomberg in a show of solidarity at the Al-Khoi Benevolent Foundation Islamic Center, the target of one of the firebombs. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A soldier will be marched into court today in Texas.
Trey Scott Atwater is due to appear before a federal judge this afternoon. He's being held by the U.S. Marshals after TSA agents at Midland International Airport in Texas found blocked box of C4 in his carry-on bag. The explosives discovery forced an evacuation of the airport terminal. Atwater is active duty Army and was visiting family in Midland on his way back to Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He's been to Afghanistan twice already, and FBI spokesman tells a local newspaper he could face additional charges, even charges by the military. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A police chief in Missouri is due in court next week. Chris Riggs charged with stealing thousands of dollars from the city of Caruthersville Criminal Investigation Fund. Another city worker is also accused. It's a forged check-writing scheme. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott, 8:05 in the morning on January the 3rd. 2012. 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we are chatting as we go along. And now we're streaming live video. Go to livestream.com and look for Free Fire Radio. Okay. I got the paper out for a reason here. A couple of reasons. Well, we enjoy the paper. And they've got a good editorial about the new jail. One of the things that we talked about yesterday, and I believe it was John brought it up, but it's a good point. $33 million we get for this new jail. The other point then after that is when people were talking, and several other people mentioned this, once you get it started here, how much more on this state facility are they going to keep adding to it? All of a sudden we've got a 287-bed spot. Then becomes a 500-bed spot, and then a 1,000-bed spot. But it's not just that. It's not just that the state's going to build it. Who's going to take care of it? And that was the question. And Tom Basinko estimates the tab at an additional $6.1 million a year, and there is no plan on how to pay it. Oh, maybe Jerry Brown and the Democrats will pay for it. What if they don't? Now we've got a prison, and now we've got to pay for that. We've got to pay for the taking care of that. We in the county, in the city. So this is something that before we just step into this, and they're talking about that today at 9 o'clock, I expect some people to be there. In fact, I know John Dixon is going to be there, and he's going to give us a report on what happened there. Okay, the other thing, too, is I have to say this. I'm looking at our paper. I'm looking on the left-hand side is the opinion page. And then on the right-hand side, facing the opinion page, in fact, it rolls right up against it. It's a health and wellness. But why is Tom's wife smiling? It's a half a page. It's more than editorial. It's more than anything. And it's talking about... Okay, you can just imagine. Why is Tom's wife smiling?
Has like something to do with ad?
It's got something to do with the bedroom and all that. And they don't film, it's just. But it's half a page on the page facing the opinions column. You know, maybe they're trying to tell us something. I'm not sure. Okay, Jim Nielsen's on the phone, but before we can go to and bring some of Nielsen on, we're going to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 245 points at 12,462. The S&P 500 is positive 25 points at 1,283. And the NASDAQ is positive 57 points at 2,662. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 27 cents at $5.83 and American Airlines down 6 cents at 29 cents. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 7 cents at $3.41, and Exo Group is up 11 cents at $8.45. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has increased the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 1.95%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil up $3.74 at $102.57. Gold is up $33 at $15.99.80, and silver is up $1.28 at $29.15. That's the market for for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors, who are located, by the way, at Park Marina Drive at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is on the phone, and we have just got all types of questions for the good Assemblyman. And I also want to ask him what he thinks is going to be happening this year. And we, as the people, what can we do to negate some of the things, these horrible things that have happened to us, and what can we do to maybe help change the focus of the Assembly and the Senate? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Cast a view in College Drive. More than 150 vendors. Lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. In Salmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices. Joe and Shelley are people of honesty and integrity. You can do business with them, and you will have a great experience. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year, Carl, Linda, all your North State listeners, indeed. A very happy New Year.
Well, Linda is out this morning, Jim. I know, you know, and it's like everybody, when she's not here, everybody says, "Where's Linda?" Nobody ever says, "Where's Carl?" But she's getting the water heater fixed this morning that we've been fighting with.
That's so, pretty darn important, you bet.
Yeah, you know, it's, well, you know, anything that has to do with water is important. So how was your Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, very pleasant, Carl. It's a family time, and we are so blessed to have so much family around us through the holidays. Wonderful indeed, and we're thankful for the good health that we all enjoy and the opportunities we have. The weather was fine through the holidays. Just a wonderful time.
Well, you know, that's probably going to be the, you know, I asked you that because it's probably going to be the last really kind of pleasant thing we talk about for the next hour. So,
well, I tell you, I enjoyed the respite from those less pleasant things indeed.
Well, you know, Jim, I got a report here on the laws, the new California laws taking effect January 1st. And I've been reading these and discussing these for, you know, yesterday and kind of today. And it is just amazing to me what has come out of the Assembly and the Senate.
Amen. Aren't you happy that we're not going to be able to eat shark fins anymore?
Well, you know, it's rough on the sharks, but you know what? I don't know if you needed a law on that. But the one that really, you know, there's two of them that really get to me. And I, you know, and it's, and in fact, there's like 7 or 8 or 10 of them that really get to me, maybe even 15. This one about AB 499 in children and STD, sexually transmitted diseases, they can seek, children 12 or older can seek medical care for the prevention of STDs without parental consent, including vaccination, you know, that HPV vaccination.
Yes, sir.
I mean, again, 12 years old and they can go, and the parents do not have to be told about it.
It is another undermining of the family. There have bills after bills after bills for decades in that legislature, but particularly more so now than before, that undermine parental authority, parental responsibility, and are destructive to the family. Here's another one.
You know, Jim, here's something, again, and it's, you know, you look at it. Now, a child 12 years old can get, you know, shots, which essentially is what this is, this vaccination, without the parents knowing about it. And what if, you know, of course, if they have reactions or to it, you know, or like this, that's just ignored. But yet, 18 years old, 18 well, and below, even with parents' permission, can't use a tanning bed.
Yeah. Probably you want to pull your hair out. Many years ago, on a similar issue, parental consent, I was told by one of the advocates for such a bill, we know best what's good for the children. And I said, wait a minute. You know, I'll stipulate there's some bad parents out there, a lot of bad parents. But there's no bond more important than the blood bond of a parent and a child. And here you are saying you know better than someone whose blood courses in the body of that youth. No, I said, I can't buy that. Not at all.
Well, I don't buy it either. You know, that somebody is coming in there and actually... they're taking the parents' ability to know what's happening with their children away from them and saying that, oh, that's okay because we know better. You know, the government knows better than you with your children, and we're going to impose what we believe is the right thing. And without even, and the parents can't even say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay.
Well, in fact, that was a person named Gertrude Himmelfarb, interesting name, wrote a book some many years ago called The Demoralization of Society. And for things as this contribute to the demoralization of society because you're interfering with one of those most important moral influences, and that's the mother and the father.
You know, that's and you're absolutely right. How can, it's when they've interfered with the family. At that point, when they come in and start imposing their morals and their legalizations on the family, and then the family has no rights at that point. And so people should not be surprised at the next thing that's going to happen, whatever that is, about what they can eat. Your children can't.
Well, that happened in another very significant bill this year, now requiring a sensitivity, if not a teaching of, an alternate lifestyle. In our K-12 schools.
Oh, yeah, that's SB 48.
SB 48, AB 48, and I hope, excuse me, SB 48, you're right, and I am hopeful that there'll be enough signatures to, I beg your pardon, there were not enough signatures to cause a referendum of that, so we're going to have to live with it.
Yeah, there was not enough. You know, and the thing about it is that, and this is the contribution of gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender Americans, as well as people with disabilities. Now, when you ask the head of the Shasta Union High School District here, Shasta County District, how are you going to teach this? He doesn't know. He says, I don't know which grade we're supposed, you know, what we can stay. At least the counties have something to say about it. Which grade it's going to start in? How are we going to talk, you know, teach about it? My question was, fine, if you're going to teach, are you going to make a point of saying this person was gay or lesbian or transgender? And if that's the case, then you better be saying that, oh, this man and woman were heterosexual. So that it's even. So there's no discrimination. But, I mean, this thing is just... absolutely ludicrous. And again, as I pointed out to everybody, every one of these things I read, the gay history, some of the standards, the things with illegals, all of them have the name of a Democrat on it.
Yeah, that seems to be the case, Carl. That seems to be the case. I think we don't need to say any more than that about it. But I will tell you this. There are a lot of Democrats, citizens of the state of California, who do not agree with that agenda.
Oh, no. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Assemblyman. There are a lot of Democrats that do not agree with this, and yet somehow, it keeps moving its way through our Senate and our Assembly. Hey, Jim, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to kind of give us your idea of what you think is going to be happening this year, and we'll talk about some specific topics also during the rest of the hour. This is Carl Lindebaut. Okay, this is Carl Lindebaut, Free Fire Radio. 8:20 in the morning, January the 3rd, 2012. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is our guest.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Bernie. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. For your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Bernie. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Redding. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. January the 3rd, 39 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. He puts in granite marble. Great work. We've seen his facilities. It's just outstanding. Get that bathroom, get that kitchen, get that outside fixed. Mike Huber at Estate Granite and Marble. Give him a call, 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning and welcome back. What's going on this year? What do you think is the most important parts about this coming year?
Well, the only thing that should be important would be the budget of the state of California, same as the last 2 years. Nothing more important to be dealt with, nothing more should be dealt with. There is no need to have great numbers of bills, legislative bills, particularly spending bills, authored, like some that we were just talking about, Carl. It's not time to legislate. In fact, the best thing that the state of California can do for the economy and the people of the state of California is get out of their way. And I'm hopeful that this year we'll be focused on the budget. The long-term solutions to getting the budget under control, which for the most part has not happened. To what degree there have been successes, it's just been that we've been able to stop the tax increases and even more spending than would have been otherwise. But the long-term things like the spending cap, a very strong, prudent reserve, some control over the state agencies, which are still more out of control than ever before. I know we'll talk about that again shortly in one of the most egregious ones, Department of Fish and Game. So my hopes that this year will be that that very little legislation is dealt with, and that we'd simply focus on getting government out of the way.
Well, you know, I'd like to see that happen. I like to see government get out of the way, but I, you know, one of the things, you know, is to just, is there ever going to be a chance they just go through some of these old laws and just get rid of them instead of just adding bill after bill after bill on top of it?
Well, there's some Pyrrhic attempt of, you know, and I supported some legislation last year, for example, related to the budget called zero-based budgeting, you know, that you had to account for everything. And the liberals and liberal Democrats even supported that bill. One of them carried the bill. And I think that's great. It's a heck of a good start if you mean it. If you mean zero-based budgeting is, well, gee whiz, maybe you are in fact going to get zero. There will be nothing. And maybe some things will in fact get cut. I'm afraid there's not the resolve, though, to do that, and that this will be more cosmetic than real. Insignificant steps towards pension reform have occurred, and a whole lot better happen this year, or the people in the state of California will do it on their own. That's been left undone. But the most important, and these agencies, of course, that have gotten too much authority, too much power, in some cases illegally, they are doing things. And we need to crack down. And zero-based budgeting, to me, is looking within not just the spending of the agencies, but the underlying authority to spend and to do things. And one of the worst things that's happened over the last 20 years in state government is the fact that the fourth branch of government, as I call it, that meaning the bureaucracy, is now more powerful than your elected representatives, the governor, your state constitutional office holders, and your elected assemblymen and senators. Those agencies are more powerful and arrogantly know that. And they go about their merry way in a cavalier manner, imposing their thoughts.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? Jim, you may need to dial us back. You're on a cell phone. Hey, Jim, you're going to need to call us back.
All right.
Okay, just click that. It happens when people are on cell phones and such. You know, what he's talking about is exactly right. What you have is a bureaucracy that takes over from the elected officials and imposes itself on to the people with these laws that are these rules and regulations they make. They're not laws. They're rules and regulations that the bureaucracy comes up with. And it's just, you know, let's talk about a good example of that is the Fish and Game Commission. Hey, welcome back, Jim. What I was just saying is that what you're saying is absolutely right. What you have is a bureaucracy that comes up with all these new rules, these new covenants, you know, on the laws they have, and then they end up having more power than the elected representatives, and they impose it on the people, and there's nothing you all can do about it except cut the funding. But to do that takes almost like an act of God.
Well, we've held the funding in many respects, and that's good. But let me be real specific to the people that right now that's going to affect them. The fire tax, the onerous fire tax, it passed as a part of last year's budget, and I led the fight against it, as did Doug LaMalfa. We did not succeed. It became a part of the budget. Then at the end of session last September, the governor proposed legislatively a gross and vast extension, an increase even further, of that fire tax and what it would apply to. we were able to rally the forces and stop it, actually stop it. Assemblyman Kevin Jeffries and I, in addition, introduced legislation to repeal the underlying statute, the original budget deal. And we actually got some Democratic support to repeal it, although we did not prevail. But the point being, that great gross extension of the fire fee and what it applied to then was defeated. We had a success. Guess what then happened? The State Board of Forestry meets and does almost exactly the same thing, if not worse, unilaterally on what they construe as their own authority, but in violation of the vote of the elected representatives who said no. So there's a classic example.
Well, and it was going to cost homeowners thousands of dollars on this.
Thousands of dollars.
And, you know, this is ridiculous. And it's another example of bureaucratic thuggery. That's what I call it, bureaucratic thuggery, where they use their positions in their hidden little offices and their little big leather chairs drawing in their $100,000 a year that they, you know, they come up with these things after being appointed. To a job.
Well, we have a bit of a new ally, fortunately, yeah. Proposition 2026.
Hey, Jim, can we hold that one for after the news? Because we have to take a break here. I'd like to really talk about that one, you know, if there is a way of holding them to something at all. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're talking about the state of politics here in California, and we'll be right back after these messages and after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Pursuers criticizing frontrunners before tonight's Iowa Republican presidential caucus. Newt Gingrich calls Mitt Romney a liar. As for Romney's closest pursuer in the polls,
Ron Paul is disgusting. That comment from Rick Santorum this morning, referring to Iowa robocalls that claimed the former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania was pro-choice and against the Second Amendment.
When his record gets examined, Santorum's going to have a lot of splaining to do.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul helping his father on the campaign trail.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Des Moines. One reason Wall Street's doing so well this morning.
Investors are cheering solid manufacturing data from around the world. As for the U.S., factories were busy last month. The ISM Manufacturing Index coming in at the strongest level since June.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti in New York. The Dow is up 235 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you can drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Honey, who does our car insurance?
State Farm.
And what about our house?
State Farm, too.
And what about our life insurance?
Why do you ask?
Well, I've got something to tell you.
Bringing new life into the world is one of many great reasons to talk about life insurance. So contact your State Farm agent today. They'll help you choose the right coverage.
Hello, this is Craig Winton. You can look me up online at cwinton.com or feel free to give me a phone call at 223-5598. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire media and Carl and DeBot. Linda's there taking care of things at the house, water heaters and such. January the 3rd, 2012. Welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. It's right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. DC Tim and the young man in black are there. Man's Last Stronghold. Great conversation. What can I say? Also discounts for veterans. Great place to get your haircut. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Everybody we know goes there. Doc would go there if you ever got haircuts. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. And Assemblyman Nielsen, good morning and welcome back.
Well, we were talking, Carl, about some hope ahead. Proposition 26 is very specific about what agencies can do related to imposing fees and requiring a two-thirds vote for that. And using fees to cover up what are, in fact, tax increases. And related to the fire fee, our good friends at the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers, once these tax bills go out now, are going to be filing some legal action to try to enjoin that onerous fire fee, because it is not a fee. It is a tax.
Well, that's a you're right. It absolutely is. And, you know, when this thing first came out, it started out, oh, this is just going to be a small amount to help pay for it. But it's not. It's a huge money grab. So it needs to be fought. And if you can't fight it at the legislative level, then it needs to be fought in the courts.
Well, and that's something encouraging to the people. A lot of the initiatives that we've had passed over the years have not been helpful. But here's one that at least is a conscience if we are vigilant about it. And, you know, as to what the citizens can do, and I've said it before on your show, Carl, Carl, Doug LaMalfe and Jim Nielsen are fighting at the forefront of this, but your listeners have friends and friends all over the state of California and family members who are going to be affected. Some of these very interesting, more liberal areas like Marin County have a lot of Schedule A contract folks out there that are going to be affected by this, even in more liberal areas, and they're not going to be really happy either. So have your listeners spread the word to the folks they know all over the state of California, asking them to convey their outrage to their local representatives. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, Doug and I are going to have some allies and some votes that will stop it. And as I say, our effort to rein in that extension of the fire fee at the end of session did elicit a couple of Democratic supporters. So it's possible.
Well, you know, there's going to start being backlashes at things that people are going to say, wait a minute, how can they do this to us? And people are going to start standing up. And you know, one of these. Renewable energy sources that now we have to obtain all public and private utilities have to be 33% of their electricity from renewable sources by 2020, raising the previous target from 20%. That's going to be a job and business killer right there.
It's a pocketbook killer for everybody too, because that's going to be manifested in your bills. More energy.
And the people that get hurt hardest on that is that middle class that's working right now and scrapping, trying to, you know, make ends meet. And then now they're just going to, the electric bills just keep going up and up and up. And nobody else in this country is doing this except California.
Well, we're way ahead of everybody else, or way behind everybody else, I think I'd have to say now, because it's part of what's putting us behind. And in fact, getting back to our original point about the year ahead, we've got to get government out of the way. The enormous costs of regulation imposed on all of us, and I mean all of us, Carl, you don't have to own a business and be suffering with power of regulators and the costs imposed thereon. And now we see with the fire fee and many other areas that the average citizen is. And anything that is imposed on businesses that drive businesses out costs us jobs in the state of California. So we cannot be as gainfully employed supporting our families in this state, and we have to consider leaving too, along with all of these businesses. Or at the least, it's going to cost us more to live in California. That's not the golden state to me. That's a state not going forward. It's a state going backwards.
We're losing a business a day here, and if that's the case, there's a reason for it. And with new things coming on, more onerous regulations coming on, it's just going to hasten what's happening there. A question coming in from the chat room, and you've kind of already addressed it, but what's the only way we can repeal these regulations?
Well, the repeal of the regulations, now we have Proposition 26, and so the average citizen, when they are aware of something that's affecting them, a small business person, for example, and most of what I do and my staff and Doug LaMalf and his staff is devoted to fighting on behalf of the folks we represent against agencies of government who are doing these things. Well, let us know that, you know, we've just gotten this bill about thus and such, or this regulator just came into my small business and said I have to spend X number of dollars to this and that or the other thing. Bring it to our attention. Doug and I can at least then challenge their authority to impose whatever they're trying to impose. And frankly, we've had some really sterling successes in stopping some of this when you challenge the regulators. So let us know so we can then fight for you and work with you. And sometimes they're very broadly based. We've got a labor commission that's been running rampant here for years up and down the valley trying to impose enormous new costs on small businesses that they consider garment manufacturers now, and that's just their own independent determination of a law. Our friends up in the Siskiyous, where the Department of Fish and Game is interpreted in their own way, another law, and now they're going to impose vast fees, and in fact, worse than that, they're taking away, in effect, the water rights.
Jim, let's pause right here because we have a break. Because I really want to get into that one. These water, what's happening up in Siskiyou County, and the blatant grab by the government of these people's personal property rights in the water is just horrendous. And I know you've been fighting it. I know every elected official from the North State is fighting this, and yet the Fish and Game Department is just thumbing their noses at us. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Beat that drum. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:45 in the morning. It is July. You know, okay, I'll stop it. January the 3rd, 2012. 605-4567 is our phone number. KCNR1460.com is where we're streaming, and you can see us on video at Livestream Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say about Jeff Wurst except he's honest, integrity? He does great work. I had people saying that he repaired their windshield 4 years ago. It is still in perfect condition. He can repair little cracks in it or little, you know, dings in it you get from rocks or a crack that's gone up over 2 feet across your windshield. Jeff Wurst, 241-8373, 3208 South Market Street. What's the weather today there, Bad Bob?
Look for a high today near 63. Tonight's low around 36. Clouds off and on. Mostly sunny tomorrow. A high near 64 currently downtown. And this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Nielsen, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be back. And, boy, with all the miles I put on the car, one of the hated sounds that I have heard ever over the years is that thunk, crack when that rock comes flying up and hits your windshield, and all of a sudden you see that little hole, and you go, oh, man.
Well, as you come through Redding, you come here, through here all the time, stop over at Crackmaster, Jeff. We'll do a great job for you. Assemblyman, we're talking about Siskiyou County. Siskiyou County and this water grab, this is just part of everything that's going on up there. You know, they're taking away the livelihood. Now they took away the logging. They took away gold. They took away mining. Now it's, now they're looking for taking away the water.
They're trying to take away the dams too.
And the dams, you're right.
And the water. And this is a unilateral interpretation by the Department of Fish and Game of an old code section. They claim they have to save the coho salmon, and they're obliged to do anything that they have to do to do it. But the function and effect of what they're doing, and they've played very heavy-handed up there. Now, they've backed off just a little bit over the last year, I think, in terms of how heavy-handedly they're treating the citizens up there, and I appreciate that. And Doug and I are trying to work with the director and the department to ensure that they're very sensitive to local concerns. But they do not seem to be relenting on they can take any water they want at any time. And they argue with me not taking the water right. And technically, they are not taking the water right. But as I affirm to them, if you take their water, their right is worth nothing. There is no water right to water that doesn't exist because you took it all for some purpose that you determined. And arguably, without good scientific basis. And so you're not only taking their water, but you're devaluing their land. And this arrogance is just insufferable, and I don't know, if we're going to win this battle or not, but I know that the folks up there are rightly upset, and not only should they in Siskiyou be upset, this will be applied statewide, ladies and gentlemen, so your water rights all over the state of California are in jeopardy, and the folks up in the Siskiyous are just the first to be fighting the battle.
Well, now, how can you fight this? Is it just, you know, publicizing it and showing what's happening to the people and showing what a bunch of bureaucratic thugs from they're working for the state government that, you know, a state government that we pay their salaries is going
well,
to continue
you know,
to do?
I want to give them more credit than calling them thugs, but some of the behavior up there, Carl, and I have it on tape, video testimonies of citizens up there relating their experiences with the representatives of state government, how they have been, in fact, treated. And the sheriff has been very concerned about how they have been treated. What we do to fight back is, again, as we did with we'll be doing with the fire fee and the public safety realignment mess, communicating to citizens all over the state of California about how this is, in fact, going to affect them. And then when they see that they are affected, legislation that LaMalf and I can introduce in this area related to the water rights up there, will have success, and we can get them to roll it back. We can challenge them in committee, as I in fact did last year in the subcommittee on water, when I challenged the Department of Water Resources about their water master fees, and almost had some success for a minute or two in committee. I had the votes, and then a couple of members got to thinking, "Oh, gee whiz, there's some other implications here," and I won't get into what they thought those were. But all of a sudden, they derailed the train. But there is some hope if we fight back. And the most important thing for our fiscal success is to convey to people all over California that they are now going to be affected, that their water rights are going to be affected, that their land values will be affected, and in fact their right to live in rural areas is going to be affected.
Agenda 21. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's something, that, Carl, candidly, that's behind the fire fee, I believe, and I think I'm probably the only one speaking this way, but I say it in all true conscience and with passion. Some who are pushing this fire fee have as their ultimate goal that people will be discouraged from living in rural areas, that rural areas will then be depopulated, and that is what they want.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, we're going to be doing a whole show on that one, maybe two shows. But we've got other things we're going to be doing. But this thing with the Siskiyou County, sometimes I shouldn't use the word thugs when I talk about these bureaucratic thugs. But what I was talking about was probably what you were just talking about, that a woman was surrounded by thugs that were pushing her into signing a piece of paper. I don't know if that's the same one you have.
Yes, that's true.
It
well,
absolutely
were other
is. Yeah. And if that's not a thug, and if she's an older lady threatening her, then I don't know what is. And frankly, the sheriff, when people talk about the sheriff not being neutral enough, I think that is a load of crap. He can't be neutral. He has got to
sheriff
defend
Lumpy
his people.
Sheriff Lumpy is sticking up for the people of that county, and God love him for it.
And he's going to be on our show here next Friday. We're going to be talking to him about what's going on up there, because the only way we can fight this is to give it as much light, bring light on these things that are happening, and the people that are doing it will shrink back under their rocks, at least for a while. We got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We come back, we'll let the Assemblyman finish up about thoughts for this year. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Don't give up. Never give up.
Finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, northernlightsenergyinc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Well, I won't back down.
That's right, don't back down.
No, I won't.
Never give up.
Down.
Don't stop fighting what is wrong. Stand up for what's right. 8:55 in the morning. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and Jim stands up for what's right.
I like that theme. Don't back down, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the hope. And we can end this on a high note because, doggone it, in this country, Carl, the people still have the power.
We do have the power. We just have to organize. We have to get out there, and we have to show that we do care. Because people are just, it's coming so fast and furious, and some of it's below the radar, Jim, that people don't know it. And then all of a sudden, it's like that frog in that proverbial pot of water as they turn up the heat. So we have got to, you know, you all are the vanguard. You have got to raise the flag when you see something like that happen and give us a chance to organize and come, you know, and charge.
Well, that's one of the great values of Free Fire Radio, Carl, and what you and Linda do. You not only inform the citizens, but you give them an opportunity on your show to express their opinions. And then other people hear not just the opinions of you or Doug or I who are on your show, but of their fellow citizens. And then they then can be given a pathway and some direction or suggest themselves to others on the radio or to Doug and I, things we can do. That's empowering, and therein is the value that we have in this wonderful country of ours. And all things considered, it still is a wonderful country. We just have to stand up and not let it slip away and not let things like the most important unit of this great country, our families, be destroyed or undermined.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know what? It's the thing is, this is a great country. Our country is a great country. You know, we have our problems, but our country is a great country. We can't let it be sold out from underneath us, for one thing. And we have to stand up for the families. We have to make that stand and say, look, I know what's right for my family. And to have the government step in and take away my right of doing things in my family is completely wrong. You know, it's just like taking away your personal property rights. And you should see all the messages in the chat room. They can't, you know, it's about like the money train. Is that going to stop? Is that derailed? The $100 million it's going to take to build a train to nowhere.
Yes, indeed. A complete waste of money, and we may be able to derail that. You made a very important point, though, Carl. One of the first things that really motivated me as a young farmer to get active in government was private property rights. And I won't bore you the details of what that incident was, but that finally reached the point of outrage with me where I said, hey, enough, I've got to quit just complaining. I've got to get up and do something about it. And I've devoted my life to protecting private property. In fact, I founded the California Alliance to Protect Private Property Rights, and we're still fighting the good fight. The sad news is that we have to. But the point is, we can. fight. And that's the blessing, and that's the opportunities we have in this great country.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jim. You know, we've got like about a minute left here. This year is going to be a great year for the North State. And part of the reason it's going to be a great year is that we're going to turn the corner here on trying to get business in, and people are going to stand up and start looking at what's right. And I think they've had enough. And I think this is the year that we're going to start beating that drum even more than we do now, just to ensure that we, in our personal rights and our rights given to us under the Constitution, are going to be there. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate you being on the show and you being in the assembly.
It's our honor to serve all of you. And again, a very happy and prosperous new year and a healthy one to all the good listeners of Free Fire Radio.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Jim. Just remember, my friends, the good guys against the bad guys. You know who you are. Don't give up. Don't stop fighting. This is